Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Is underquoting of property selling prices still an issue in New South Wales? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday, the 6th of February 2026.
Okay, I'm here again. I'm talking underquoting. So let's have a look at underquoting and price guides. It's 10 years, my colleagues, since the underquoting and price representation legislation was introduced in New South Wales for the property industry. It was the 1st of January 2016. It's 10 years and 1 month. But very simply put, underquoting occurs when a property price is advertised below the seller's genuine asking price or the agent's estimated selling price. Okay, this is not about your marketing. Okay, this is about your opinion of price as an agent. Naturally, you cannot market below the lowest point of your estimated selling price. If you put a range on of 1 to 1.1 million, you can't advertise under a million. If it's 600 to 660, you can't advertise under 600. You can advertise over. Okay? I'll do maybe a longer little video in the next week or so about, you know, how I think you can deal with that from when you're putting it onto your portals, which seems to be the daily issue I'm getting about. Well, if you put it on, you know, for your range, you're not meeting what the expectations are or what your vendor wants on how you can do that. So we're looking at that a lot more seriously this week, and we might do something, just put it out there as an extra video or onto our website about underquoting. So the thing is, if you're putting the advertising at a higher price and then, you know, after a couple of weeks it comes back down, you're changing your marketing. You're not amending your opinion of price. The opinion of price is what you live and die by an agent in terms of your compliance. Your marketing is how, you know, meeting expectations and wants and needs of your vendor. And, you know, it's not about amending your opinion of price at that point. If you still believe that your opinion of price is correct, then you don't touch it, okay? Because that's the real point where you have seriously considered comparable properties and where you sit with your opinion of price. I mean, underquoting is not meant to be a sales trick. It's a compliance problem that can cost you your license, your reputation, and huge financial penalties. So, you know, there's been a huge recent focus from New South Wales Fair Trading on the issue of underquoting. Now, it's not the first time they've had compliance programs and inspection programs around about underquoting, and they're certainly they appear to be increased at the moment, and enforcement of legislation is coming with financial penalties for any breaches of the legislation. These increased inspections and focus on underquoting within our industry is not going away anytime soon. Okay, there's also, you know, whilst we talk about that, there's currently discussions being had in relation to actually amending the New South Wales property legislation relating to underquoting and the introduction of mandatory price guides, which, you know, they're talking about being referred to as a statement of information. And the discussion at the moment, part of that discussion is for significant increase in penalties and breaches, or in penalties for breaches. You know, because at the moment it could be, you know, 1,100, 2,200, you know, if it goes further, it could be that maximum penalties of 11,000 or 22,000. What they're looking at, it could be, you know, equivalent to your commission or three times your commission has even been discussed in some of that. So, you know, it is being taken super seriously. So the practical steps, which we've spoken about many times before, I've talked about on Facebook Live, I've talked about it in newsletters, blogs, everything. I'm talking underquoting all the time. It starts with your comparable market analysis, your CMA report or whatever you want to call it, and your method for price estimates. Think about it is, ask yourself the question, what is the good reason that this property is a comparable to one that I'm about to list? Not just because you hauled it down on Price Finder or Cotality or you know, whatever you refer to Cotality as. So, you know, it's about what are the actual features that make it a comparable? That's your good reason. Think about that. Ask the question. Say it again. What is the good reason that this property is comparable to the one that I'm about to list? Okay, we suggest at this point you audit your files. And that's whether you're a salesperson, whether you're a licensee in charge, whether you're a sales director or a sales manager or whatever, to ensure that they're compliant and that from this point forward you ensure that your comparable reports include good reason and that your files, doesn't matter whether they're paper-based or electronic, contain all the required documentation. You know, starting with your agency agreement, starting with your CMA, all your correspondence, you know, making sure that your comparables are relevant, you know, copies of your advertising right through to all your settlement papers. That all needs to be part of the documentation you're keeping. So if and when Fair Trading, probably more when, Fair Trading knock on your door, and whether that's a physical knock or whether that's a, you know, sending you an email and asking for documentation about specific files, then, you know, you are ready to respond with, no, here it all is. Because sometimes something can look like underquoting and it absolutely isn't. So all of the time and the energy that you spend responding to all of these, you know, is tenfold when you haven't got the right documentation ready. You need to go, you know, then you start looking through your phone. Oh, no, hang on. I had a text on that, or I had a WhatsApp group about that. Put it all in at the time. Just makes life so much easier. So probably not the last time I'll talk about underquoting, but for today, that's more than enough. As I said, we'll be revisiting this about the difference between underquoting or your estimate of sales price and marketing in the next week or so.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.